You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is euthanasia. E-U-T-H-A-N-A-S-I-A. Euthanasia is the practice of intentionally ending a life in order to relieve pain. 安乐死. Here is an example. Euthanasia is illegal in most countries.
安乐死在很多国家都是不合法的。确实，安乐死目前只在少数国家是合法的，比如说瑞士。今天我们要讲的是一部有关安乐死 euthanasia 的电影。
The name of the film is Me Before You.
另外，对于 Game of Thrones 的粉丝们，有一个好消息就是这部电影的女主是龙母哦。OK, 故事是这样的。
Louisa Clark is a British girl who is living in a beautiful small town.
在被咖啡店开除之后，他找到了一个照顾病人的工作。这个病人叫 Will.
He was a banker who was completely paralyzed by a motorcycle accident 2 years ago.
两年前在美国被摩托车撞倒，全身瘫痪之后， Will 就回到了家乡英国休养。刚刚开始照顾 Will 的时候呢， Louisa 被他的冷漠搞得不知所措。
Although it is not happy at first,Louisa still goes to Will's house every day, wearing her weird, colorful clothes.
慢慢的 ,Will 被开朗的 Louisa 感染，开始和她有了一些交流。Louisa
also learns that Will was a guy who loves his life. He loves skating, swimming, traveling, climbing mountains. He had a beautiful girlfriend and a successful career. He lived a wonderful life.
但是这些在 Will 瘫痪之后全都不见了。他的女朋友马上就要嫁给他的好哥们了。
And Louisa accidentally finds out that Will has given his parents 6 months before they must bring him to Switzerland for euthanasia.
在得知 Will 和他父母的6个月协议之后，他决定制定一系列的计划，带 Will 出去寻找快乐。
She hopes she can change his mind.They spend a very happy and lovely time together. They even danced in Will's ex-girlfriend's wedding. But at the end of their trip, Will still wants to end his life. She is heartbroken.
生活在这个小镇上这么多年， Will 是唯一一个懂他的人。他能不能理解 Will, 陪他去瑞士，送他最后一程，看着他离开这个世界呢？大家自己去看看就知道了，我就先不剧透了。
Will just wants to end his life, which he thinks doesn't belong to him and makes him feel painful.
看着自己的孩子，自己的爱人结束生命，对于周围的人来说实在难以承受。关于安乐死 euthanasia 一直是有争议的。那么请问大家呢，你对安乐死是什么看法呢？留言告诉我们吧。
We hope everyone can live a happy life with no regret.
Talk to you next time.